in our hearts. And even then, in this life, there is no true escape from the presence of sin in our lives. It's present, it's here, even as believers. Yet there is grace and forgiveness for our sin in what Jesus Christ has done in his life, death, and resurrection. So how did the Lord feel at this point? Genesis 6:6. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. It was not that God had failed to bring about his will. God is sovereign and in control of all circumstances. We call this his providence. It was not that God did not know the future, because God knows all things, past, present, and future. We call this his omniscience. But even though God had known and planned these circumstances, he experienced great sadness and grief at the terrible evil and sin in the hearts of humanity. Though he did not ultimately regret his decisions, because all of his decisions were righteous, holy, and good, he felt regret in his heart that those who he had created hated him so much as to not obey him and cherish him the way they should. Like a father whose children had walked away from his loving guidance and care, God mourned the disobedience and evil of those he had created. And when we disobey and trod over God's loving desires for our life, this grieves him too. Genesis 6:7. So the Lord said, I will blot out man whom I have created from the face of the land, man and animals and creeping things and birds of the heavens, for I am sorry that I have made them. So God set in his heart to judge and destroy all of those men and women who were living continually in evil in their hearts. He would destroy all the creation that he had made because of his grief over their sin. He would blot out all life on earth in judgment with an all-consuming worldwide flood. Though God never questions any of his own perfections, he feels remorse in his heart at having created us when we live in terrible sinfulness and evil in our hearts. God hates sin passionately and will put an end to it by either punishment in hell or the eternal value of his wrath poured out on his son Jesus in the place of those who will be saved from hell. Flee from his judgment by believing in his son. Trust in Jesus. He can save you. He can change you. He can make you into his image so that the sinfulness and deceitfulness and evil continually in your heart will progressively go away until one day you are perfect like him in his heavenly kingdom. And God will no longer mourn sin, and we can no longer mourn sin, for we should be mourning our own sin, even today, as it still exists in our lives. Genesis 6:8. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. But God had favor or grace for one man. The eyes of the Lord that had seen the great wickedness of man fell on the righteousness of Noah. God's Spirit remained on the earth, still in Noah, in the heart of Noah, through his faith, faith that God himself had given to him. Noah found favor in the Lord's eyes. So what does it mean that Noah found favor in God's eyes? Moses also found favor in the eyes of God. Exodus 33:12 tells that story. Moses said to the Lord, "See, God, you say to me, 'Bring up this people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me, God. Yet you have said, 'I know you, Moses, by name,' and you have also found favor in my sight." Moses asked God who he would send with him to lead the people of Israel into the promised land. God had told Moses that he knew him and that he had found favor in God's sight. Moses had found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Exodus 33:13, the story continues. "Now therefore," Moses said to God, "if I have found favor in your sight, please show me now your ways that I may know you in order to find favor in your sight. Consider, too, that this nation is your people." But Moses said to God that if he had found favor in his eyes, then he wanted God to show him his ways. Moses wanted to see the ways of God because it was only through knowing his ways that he could continue to find favor in the eyes of the Lord. Moses knew that the only way he could know the favor of God was to follow him into the promised land, to obey him. We need also to follow God into his promised land, into his heavenly kingdom. Without God to lead Moses and us into the promised land, we and the nation of Israel cannot find our way. God's people cannot find favor in his eyes if he will not show them his ways. Exodus 33:14-16. "And God said to Moses, 'My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.' And Moses said to God, 'If your presence will not go with me, do not bring us up from here. For how shall it be known that I have found favor in your sight, I and your people? Is it not in your going with us, so that we are distinct, I and your people, from every other people on the face of the earth?'" God responded to Moses by promising that his presence would go with him and that he would give his people rest. Moses pleaded further with God that if his presence would not go with them, then they should not go at all. The world would only know that Israel had found favor in the eyes of the Lord if he went with them. For Moses, the favor of God was absolutely, inextricably linked to his presence. The one who had found favor in the eyes of the Lord would experience his presence. Only the one who was distinct from every other people on the earth would be known to have the favor of God. The one who walked with God in his presence was the one who had found favor in his sight. We want to walk with God. We want him to be with us if we love him. And if we found favor with him, if we found salvation and grace, then we will want to walk with him. We will cherish him. We will love him with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And we will want to see his glory. Exodus 33:17. And the Lord said to Moses in response, "This very thing that you have spoken, I will do. For you have found favor in my sight, and I know you by name." God promised Moses that he would indeed go with him because he had found favor in his sight and he knew Moses by name. The eyes of the Lord had seen Moses and made him distinct from every other people on the face of the earth. Exodus 33:18-19. Moses said in response, overtaken with the presence of the Lord being with him, that God would go with him. Moses said, "Please show me your glory." And God said, "I will make all my goodness pass before you and will proclaim before you my name, the Lord. And I will be gracious on whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy." Because Moses had found favor in the sight of God, he wanted to see his glory. The favor of God, the grace of God, favor and grace being the same thing, had changed the heart of Moses so that all he wanted to do was to see God's glory. God told Moses that in his goodness he could be gracious to whomever he wanted to and merciful to whomever he wanted to. God could give favor to whomever he wanted to. This is the essence of his name, the essence of him being the Lord. In God's freedom, he can give grace and mercy to anyone that he chooses to. And in this freedom is God's glory. Moses had found favor with God because of God's free choice to give him that favor. Our last verse, Genesis 6:9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless in his generation. Noah walked with God. God's presence was with Noah. In the time of God's judgment over all the wickedness of the earth, when every intention of the thoughts of every heart was only evil continually, one man was righteous and blameless before God. one man found favor with God because of his presence as he walked with him. Noah had faith because of God's gracious, merciful, free choice to know him, Noah, by name. We know Noah by name today. And many people who do not even believe in Jesus know the name of Noah because God chose to know him by name. Have you found favor with God? Do you walk with his Son, Jesus Christ? Do you want to see the glory of the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus? You see, Jesus is himself God. And he is holy and righteous and perfect and good. He lived a perfect, righteous life when he became a man. But we do not live holy, perfect, righteous lives. Our hearts are deceitful and wicked and are only evil continually. And because we have broken God's law, because in the flesh we only break God's law, we need a Savior. And Jesus lived that perfect life so that if we trust in his perfect life, we might receive his righteousness as our own and be forgiven our sins. And then Jesus went to the cross because the punishment for our sin is hell. We deserve judgment, the same type of judgment that the world received in the great flood. We all deserve to die, and not just die a physical death, but die a spiritual death in hell. So Jesus went to the cross and took the punishment, took that eternal hell upon himself on the cross, so that when we believe in him, we might no longer have to face that punishment, face this judgment of God that the world received in the flood, that we will receive in hell if we do not repent and believe and trust and have faith in the righteous life and atoning death of Jesus Christ. But then Jesus didn't stop there. He rose from the dead. And in his resurrection, we can see his glory, the glory of the Son, Jesus Christ. And we want to say to God, show me that glory. Give me your presence of your Holy Spirit in my heart, that resurrecting power that changes me so that I might be blameless and righteous like Noah was, like Moses was, like any of us can be if we're trusting in Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. So repent of your sin today and be trusting in what Jesus has done. It is our only hope. And then we find favor in the eyes of the Lord by trusting in what Jesus has done. Application number one. Separated from the grace of God in Jesus Christ, every intention of the thoughts of our heart is only evil continually. If we have found favor in his eyes like Noah and Moses did, we will behold Christ's glory through his word, through the Bible, and walk with him in obedience to it, in his presence, through his word, and the result is obedience. Application number two. Like Moses, ask God to show you his ways. Pray to God every day that you would see the ways in which he wants you to go and that his presence would go with you. Plead with God to show you his glory because of his gracious mercy. Only he can lead us in the ways he wants us to go, in the ways that ultimately we want to go. If we are thinking clearly, we want to go his ways. Let us pray. Dear Lord, Father, you mourn over sin. You grieve over sin. You do not love sin. In fact, you hate sin, Father. So I pray that all of us here would also grieve over sin like you do, and even regret that we would exist at all if we are going to live in such serious sin, Father, not wanting to please you in everything we do, and instead wanting to please ourselves or even please other human beings, but not wanting to please you. Father, I pray that we would all want to please you and that we would mourn our sin. And your word says that blessed are those who mourn their sin, for they shall be comforted. Father, I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.